talked about the. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Geno Atkins, I would imagine, is the inside guy you're talking about, and Dunlap, the outside guy.
Yep, 97. Yep, 97 inside. Very disruptive player. He had 7.5 sacks last year. You know, he gives you issues. He's an active guy. He's powerful. He's quick. He doesn't play it in a phone booth. I mean, he's moving around. So we'll have our hands full with the inside guys, and then Dunlap outside is long, is a really good technical rusher as well as a power rusher.
I guess some of the Saints said that they were a little bit thrown off by the 10 personnel. How did you feel it worked for you? I mean,
it worked pretty good. It worked really good. Yeah. I have never in my career been much of a 10 personnel guy. Obviously, when we had Tony here, our philosophy was it's tough to put a fourth wide receiver in and take the best tight end to ever play off the field. Mm-hmm. So the acquiring of Devin Hester and the fact that Devin has done such a good job of assimilating himself into the system. You know, now we do have four explosive wide receivers, and we started with a very small package. It's going to grow all the time. Devin kept looking at me on the sideline like, "Going, when are we going 10? And, that very first third down, we went 10. And Matt and Devin didn't connect on that.
Right.
But when we were in rhythm, when we got in rhythm and we were in 10, it did look good. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, the size of it will be determined by the flow of the game. But, we will definitely have a 10 package.
You talked about I forget what the percentage was in the red zone. Of course, you beat that percentage.
Yep. 55.
And then Steven Jackson said you guys won 75% in short yardage situations. Do you put a number on how many points we want to?
No, I don't. And we don't. Points, one more than the opponent is what we're shooting for.
Right.
But when we look at our goals and turnovers, explosives, mm-hmm. sacks, third down conversions, red zone touchdowns. We figure if we hit those goals, if we hit our other goals, the points will take care of itself. And
those are all
part of our goals, and we hit all of them this week. This is the first time in my tenure here that we've hit every goal.
What are they? I'm sorry.
I don't know. They're probably top secret, but
I don't know.
How did Levine do?
Okay.
I'm sorry, Frank. Go ahead.
We have a turnover number, an explosive number, a sack number, a third down number, a red zone percentage number, a QBR number, a penalty number, rushing touchdown number, and we got them all.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Sorry.
How did Levine do? He did a good job.
He did a nice job. Again, as we've said, the role of the tight end is changing here, has changed, and Levine played his role. He did a nice job. We used him in a variety of different ways in the run game. We moved him around, made a nice play on the goal line for a touchdown, a couple of check down balls he caught in the flat. And turned him up and ran with it decent after that. There was two other passes in the game that him and Matt were just a little bit off. And I know that both of those guys, that'll be something they work on being able to make those plays. But Levine played his role well.